The following content is not suitable for children.
So, G-Man, I want to talk about TEMPO, your acronym, because I use this a lot with people. It really helps organize them, especially when a person is ready to see their own part in the cycle. Mm-hmm. And this is like, what am I doing that causes this thing to go awry? And it's an organizing acronym to help them figure that out.
Well, if we're going to use TEMPO, you got to say it right. TEMPO. You got to find the TEMPO, right? We got to have the energy in a TEMPO. But we're having fun with it. And yes, I think acronyms are helpful if it helps break down a complex process in a simple way that people can hold on to.
So if you're interested in your part and you want to figure it out, what you might be contributing, here we go. Welcome to 4Play Radio, Couples and Sex Therapy. I'm Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fallon, your couples therapist.
And we are passionate about talking about sex and helping you develop a way to talk to each other.
Our mission is to help our audience develop a healthier relationship to sex that integrates the mind, the heart, and the body.
We got to say, too, about our sponsors, Uberlube, Manscaped. Oh my God, yes. And Addy, you know, I went to the FDA to help get Addy approved. And we only take sponsors with products that we really believe in, do something good. I mean, we are approached all the time with all kinds of products and stuff that we turn down. So we're recommending things that we have recommended to patients that we've seen as a good product, a healthy product, something that we think will help you.
Something that's promoting healthy sex. Really, that's our mission. And all these products are just trying to move the needle and get people more comfortable talking about sex and enjoying sex. So we really appreciate their partnership.
G-Man, say it again. TEMPO.
TEMPO. TEMPO. Feel the TEMPO.
You know, it's so obvious to see what our partner is doing. I totally get how my husband blows it and contributes to the negative cycle. But figuring out what I do and analyzing that and then figuring out what I could be doing, I will say that EFT has organized that for me, and your acronym is good stuff.
Let's do a little bit of background on TEMPO. This was originally Magna Arnold's work on assembling the elements of an emotion.
And this wasn't yours? You just
this
stole
is
this?
Not mine. This is me reconfiguring
plagiarizer
work that's already been done. Emotions are fast, and this whole TEMPO process takes less than a second. Mm-hmm. That's why most people don't understand. Before they know it, they're fighting. So this is how we're trying to break down a process to really, and it starts with the T. The T is a trigger, right? Something happens. There's a million words out there. But there's certain things that we're susceptible that hit some kind of raw spot physiologically in us. So I might be sensitive to my wife's criticism, right? Because as a guy who wants to get it right and be told I'm doing a good job, when I hear messages I'm not doing a good job, I'm sensitive to that. So that could set off this chain reaction within me. So the more specific you can identify these triggers, the more you can start to slow down this process. So if I just say, hey, me and my wife had a fight, you know, I really don't know what's caused that fight. But if you start to kind of explore and try to get these triggers, you know, when I came home, my wife said, you're late again. Like that specific trigger, you're late again, did something to me. I didn't get a big hug. I didn't get, did you have a hard day at work? I got, you're late again. Mm-hmm. You're late again. Three words. And that set something off within me. Right? But
you should see G-Man's face right now. There, are you late a lot coming home?
Hey, listen, I don't know. I don't seem to leave the house anymore, but maybe this was the old
me. Right. Okay. So, yeah. Because you're always kind of a prompt person. Do not let your wife know when you're going to come home.
Well,
and your timetable.
I had the best of intentions to be home early, and sometimes life has a way of getting ahead of you.
Oh man, that is crazy.
But even as you're noticing my face, right? That's the E. the emotion? What is the physiological response? Whenever there's a trigger, your body will communicate something.
Okay.
So when I say that you're late again, I can feel like in my chest this like weight, this heaviness.
So your chest, is that where you normally feel it? Is your chest a heavy feeling?
Well, I've never gotten training in my life. I think most people don't, to really name these places. But, you know, just to, for our listeners, if you can't name something, that's okay. If you keep practicing, you will. So yes, when I get a message that I'm doing something wrong, I feel a pressure on me. So it's on my shoulders or on my chest. If I really sit with the feeling like, uh-oh, I'm going to fail, it will go into my stomach. Like there'll be a bad feeling in my stomach.
So shoulders, chest goes into your stomach. I'm going to slow this down because I think it's so important. I think what tempo does is it teaches emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. And this is something that the debrief that we're doing right now with you and what I do with my patients and also what we can do with our children, it teaches them to integrate an experience with what they feel about it, with what their body tells them about it, with what they tell themselves about it, right? And then how they react. And so if we can understand all this, we have choices. This is the power of tempo, is it slows down a process. We start to think instead of just react, and we can do something about it. And what you just said, I feel that pressure in my shoulders, my chest. And eventually, if I feel, you know, it long enough, or if I'm convinced my partner thinks I'm bad enough, it would move to your stomach. And one of the things that I've always felt is our body is faster in terms of giving us information about what we're feeling than our mind can process. So just being triggered, like, oh, my shoulders hurt, my chest is feeling heavy. It's like, I'm in conflict.
Yeah.
You know, your body is so intelligent and can help you if you start to become attuned to your body. And I think this attunement helps us sexually in a huge way because we are cut off so much from our bodies. And this, you know, we get also cut off from our erotic feelings and all that. So that just this work emotionally will help you in every realm.
Absolutely. And, you know, most therapy or most people in conversations are focusing on fixing the problem and the insight. And insight is often future focused. Like, what will we do next time? The beauty of the body, it's in present moment.
Yes.
If you're going to listen to the pressure in your shoulders, you are live. Right. Where people have problems are in these emotional places, right? That comment, you're late again, set off the dominoes inside of me, right? The more that I could understand that trigger and I could kind of ground it, give myself a marker in my body, I'm now working in present moment, right? Which is an amazing way of slowing things down and trying to create new outcomes to these triggers, which ultimately is how we're trying to replace a negative cycle with a positive cycle.
Okay, so now you've given us intel. We know when your shoulders hurt, your chest feels heavy, something's going on for you emotionally. Then what else do you, what is
well, whenever you
more
have
about
a physio,
E?
Well, the pressure, it's usually pressure for me, the sense that's my body's way of mobilizing to a threat. So that comment, that trigger is registered in my amygdala as a threat, and my body mobilizes to face the threat.
Here he goes. Right? So he's geeking on us.
That's your nice tea.
Amygdala. I can't even say it.
Amygdala. Right? And then your brain kicks in. It's got to make sense of this whole thing.
Okay.
Like, why am I under threat from my partner? What is this pressure about? How do I make sense of it? And my brain makes sense of that as, you know, I must have done something wrong. I've disappointed my partner. I did come home late, right? I'm failing. That's
I'm
the
failing.
Meaning. That's the meaning that comes with that sentence.
Uh-huh. So the M in tempo is what meaning are we making of it? What do we tell ourselves about this relational trigger, this relational scenario? And then you would tell yourself, okay, I'm failing. Not a good thing.
Right. If I would listen to the pressure,
if you
it would be I'm
pressure.
Failing.
Right.
But for most people, they go so fast past the trigger. They don't identify it. They don't identify the physiological response, the pressure in their shoulders. They don't really go to the meaning, which is where the vulnerability is. Mm-hmm. And they go right to the P, which is the protection. What do I do with this threat? So for me, I've learned when there's a threat, I want to move away from it. I don't want to make it worse. Mm-hmm. So when I hear you're late again, I just want to walk away and be like, you know, you're so critical. I don't even want to deal with you.
Mm. So you want to withdraw, get away from it, get away from this thing that is making you feel bad about yourself, hurting your body, making you feel like, okay, I'm failing. I don't want to feel that. And so for you, I just walk away. And that walk away strategy helps you not blow up, right? Blow it back. So that would be smart.
Yeah, let's talk about this in more depth when we get back.
Okay.
Hey, Lori, with COVID winding down, I'm hoping to travel again. So I just went on uberlube.com and ordered one of those little travel kits.
Aren't those so cool? I love it, you know, because it's hard to take your regular bottle of uberlube with you. But these are absolutely travel worthy. They won't spill and you can kind of be ready for it anywhere. So you guys, I'm glad to hear you're going to get out there in the world again. Maybe a long awaited trip after this year, right? To just go away together. And really, George, they do market it as a hair product to contain the frizzies. You looked at me like I had two heads last time I said that. But when you're traveling, right, you can cut down all the cosmetics that you bring. Uberlube, it's a great lubricant. It's a great startup for a sexual experience. And uberlube.com, with the coupon Foreplay, you get 10% off. And we just recommend that you try this. OMGYes.com, such a great site for sexual technique. I looked for this as a sex therapist for many years, found them. It is art. It is beautiful. It is explicit. Be prepared for that. But while it's so explicit, I think they do a beautiful job. Women talk from a really vulnerable place, show on their own bodies the technique. There's like 24 different techniques that they highlight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, gentlemen, you need to know what you're doing. And I think this is a really important method, a way to gain kind of useful ideas about technique. You can watch it together as a couple. Lovely.
We guarantee that if you're a man or a woman, if you watch their shows, you will definitely learn something new and useful.
Great language. OMGYes.com/foreplay.
So that protection, for most people, it's what we talk about, a shift from. You notice the trigger, the emotion, the meaning making. That's all about me. That's all happened, what we call view of self. Protection tends to shift it towards focusing on our partner and blaming our partner for what just happened. After all, my wife said to me, you're late again. So it's her fault. And she can be too much. She can be too critical. And I don't want to fight over it. So I'm just going to walk away. So protection is what I do to deal with that threat. Mm-hmm. But it moves so fast, I don't even really even notice those first three parts of it.
Yes.
I just notice I'm annoyed and I'm walking away.
And I'd like to take just a minute to talk about protection. This is the survival instinct that maybe we lean toward that is most natural for us. I mean, for a withdrawer, it might be walking away, shutting down. For a pursuer, typically they're going to try harder to get through, right? They're going to say, you know, ask more questions. They're going to have that pushing energy.
So yes, I mean, that is so important to honor these protective moves. People are not trying to hurt their partner. It's just what they're doing to protect themselves.
Right.
Somebody who's going away has learned that space is their friend and they're just trying to turn down emotion. Somebody who's pushing is just trying to get help with their anxiety, trying to kind of connect and make things better. Mm-hmm. Right? Both of them have great reasons for their moves, but those two protectives, you put them together. And we'll do tempo with my wife in this example, just to see how they form a negative cycle.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah. So then what's the O?
The O is really what we call organizing. We want to empower our clients and therapists to be able to put all these pieces together, to reflect something that happens in literally 1/10 of a second, so people can start seeing this process and start to have Viktor Frankl, Holocaust survivor, who wrote the book, The Search for Meaning. He talks about there's an event that happens and then there's our response to the event. Mm-hmm. And for most people, it's that immediate. My wife says, you're late again. Boom, I'm walking out the door. And he said, but there is actually a space in between those two. And what we're really trying to do is to stretch out that space, because it's in that space that we have choice. Mm-hmm. Most people don't have a choice. It moves too fast. I hear that criticism, I go away. Mm-hmm. When you start using tempo and you start slowing down the process, you start to really have more of a choice. So The organization, it would be saying, George, what I hear you saying is, when you come into the house and the first thing you hear is you're late again, immediately you feel this sense of pressure on your shoulders and your chest, and your body makes sense of that, like, uh-oh, I screwed up. My wife's disappointed with me. Right. And what you do is, like, you don't really want to talk about it, because if you talk about it, it's probably going to lead to a fight. It's going to make things worse. You've had a long day. You just want to kind of check out. So you walk away, and you're walking away, not because you don't care. It's just, it's your way, what you've always done to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. Am I getting that right, George? Right. So notice what I've just done. I've taken this really quick process and I've assembled it, the elements of it, in a more organized way, so I can empower George to start doing it differently.
I think that the O is also important for the couple. I mean, not just for us therapists, but I think people can begin to see how this fits together. And that's the negative cycle. When they see their part, these are the things I do. And I get down to my protective strategy. And I know that walking away is going to send a message over to my wife. And maybe I'm a withdrawer, so I walk away. That makes sense to me. But I know she's a pursuer. And then she has a tempo, you know, a thing that she goes through. So I think the ultimate help for a couple is to begin to see it as kind of a looping pattern.
Yeah.
And that motivates us. Okay. If what I do with, if what makes sense to me triggers you, is there something else that I can do in that space that Viktor Frankl is talking about?
Yep.
Do I have another choice? And I think these things are so automated, we don't feel like we have a choice. We just feel like this is who I am. This is how I react. I am what I am. I love that defense when somebody tells me, you know, I can't control this. I just feel it. I am who I am. But actually, what we're trying to do is slow it down so that people do have choices about it.
Right. And usually the first pass of tempo, the O, the organizing, is trying to organize that person's narrative, their side of the street. You need to understand your side first before you can expand and start seeing your partner. So let's do tempo with Kathy.
Okay.
And then we're going to put the two together, right? That's the ultimate goal of the organizing.
Okay.
So my wife, you're Kathy.
Okay.
So I come home late again. What's your trigger?
So my trigger is you walking through, if I'm Kathy, is you walking through the door late, when most of the time you get home at some certain time, and I make sure dinner is going to be on the table at 6:30. And you're now at 6:50. And so I'm triggered because I have lots of things, right? The kids are hungry. We've been waiting for you. The food is now not at its optimal temperature or whatever. I wanted to please you. I wanted to have dinner ready. I know you like that. And suddenly I feel disrespected. I'm trying to organize a damn household.
Right.
You know, you did all this. So I'm triggered, like angry, because you didn't do what you said you were going to do.
Right. So let's get really specific here. And we're inviting our listeners to get as specific as possible. It's the opening the door. You're probably looking for something from me. If I am going to come in and say, hey, babe, I am so sorry. You know, it's so when you come in and you see the smile on my face, or me not talking, or me not saying anything, or it's the lack of a response that probably sets this thing off.
Yeah. When you
right?
come
yes,
in,
there's a lot of things.
Right. You come in and your face tells me, or you come in on the phone, let's say that. You come in okay. still preoccupied, like not even knowing that my dinner is getting cold.
Good.
And you're on the phone. It's like I get triggered. What I feel is mad. Like
so the trigger, let's just clear,
yeah.
make this really clear.
Okay.
The trigger is I open the door. You see that I don't even realize what's going on. I don't even know my impact. I'm
right.
distracted. That's what you're seeing on my face. I'm on the phone. I am somewhere else. I am not noticing you or the impact. So that
yeah.
me on the phone is the trigger. And
then
yeah. you feel what in your body? What's the physiological response?
I feel it in the back of my head. Like tears are starting. My back starts to feel really tense. You know, just like, you know, it's just gripping me.
Okay. Okay. So there's your emotion. You can feel that.
Yep. In the back, my back.
And how do you make sense of this? What's the meaning?
Oh, he does not even consider my world. He doesn't care about me.
Okay.
He doesn't
care.
He doesn't consider my world. What's going on with the family that I'm trying to provide for him and manage for him? He didn't care about me.
I was going to say the us, but anyway, right? So you have that meaning. So now what do you do with that? Here's the
did
key,
you just,
that
wait, I love that because I just triggered your cycle, right?
Yeah, you did.
I love it.
I love when
wait
they become
a second,
my kids.
Wait a second. That was good, George.
We're processing on many levels here, Lori.
Indeed. Okay.
So let's... What are you going to do with that? You have this sense of he doesn't care. You can feel that tension in your neck. The tears are welling up. The trigger is the phone and he's just distracted. And what do you mm-hmm. do with all of that?
I need to let him know, right? I need to wake him up.
Mm.
Like, what the heck? You know, how in the world do you think we're going to manage our family, you know, for... You know, when this keeps happening, so I want to say, it's like, you're late again.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know. I mean, if he knew how hurtful this is to me, and maybe he'd do something different. So I want to wake him up.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is the obvious, right? All I'm saying is you're late again. I probably think I say it like this, honey, you're late again.
Yeah, I'm sure he
that's
don't
how,
hear it that way.
That's how it comes out of my head.
Yeah. But again, look at the wisdom of that. It's like if you would say nothing, he's just not going to even understand his impact. He's going to continue to do it.
Right.
Your hope in that saying something, you're going to wake him up. Like, that's not okay. Like, you got to understand this. You got to accept responsibility. That's the only way it's going to change. Otherwise, I'm going to live this every day, and that's not okay. So that fight response is trying to mobilize and motivate change. So again, the organization would be me saying, so Lori, what I hear you saying is, you know, when George comes home and he's on his phone and he's not even noticing, he's distracted, immediately your brain's like, uh-oh. You can feel the tension in your neck and tears welling up in your eyes and you make sense of it like he doesn't care. I've done all of this work and he doesn't even notice. It's not
he
even that
not
important
even
to him.
He does not even notice this beautiful home that I'm decorating and...
Yeah.
Meals
work
I'm
so
playing.
Hard. Exactly.
Damn laundry
and then
I'm doing.
Your body immediately goes to that protection place.
Absolutely.
Right? In less than a second, it wants to say, you're late again. Right? Which is how he hears it. Right? And that's just your way of saying, this can't happen. We got to do something different here. This isn't working for me.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, let's put these two together.
Okay. Manscaped. They are so much fun. They have great skincare products.
I love Lori seeing them during the Super Bowl. I was like, yes, that's our partners right there. Look at this. They're reaching so many people with this beautiful, healthy message of men being more intentional about their hygiene and
about
how they look.
Their intimate grooming, so to speak. And
their
I do
intimate
think
grooming.
gentlemen that it is worth your while to pay attention a little bit. The lawnmower like really takes care of too much hair growth that, you know, you can pay attention to that stuff. That would help a woman. And the Crop Reviver and the body wash, all of that is cool stuff. They have something for nose and ear hair. Like really, really get that under control, gentlemen. But manscaped.com with the coupon Foreplay for 20% off.
I was frustrated that I rarely wanted sex, but I learned there's an FDA-approved pink pill for that. Addy or flibanserin is the number one prescribed treatment for premenopausal women bothered by low sex drive. Visit ADDYI.com and complete your consultation to see if Addy is right for you. Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive low sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past and who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescription, over-the-counter, or herbal medications or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI, including box warning, at addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL. Visit ADDYI.com/Foreplay.
All right, Lori. So we've done tempo with George. We've done tempo for Lori, for Kathy, right?
Now we're trying to, the ultimate
organization is to put the two of them together, right? To recognize how one person's protection and the other person's protections will never work.
Let's do tempo internally and then show the choice points of what we could do. Okay, so door opens. You're on the phone.
Well, let me pull back a second. That would be going into the fix, but I just want to highlight how they feed each other. So if George comes home on the phone because he's trying to kind of knock something off of work, and immediately he hears from Kathy, "You're late again," right? It sets off his tempo, which is the pressure in his shoulders to make sense that he's doing something wrong. He don't want to make things worse, so he goes away, trying to de-escalate the situation. Him going away is just going to pour fire on it for Kathy because she's said you're late again because she's trying to get him to take responsibility, to engage, to talk, to move towards, right? Having him move away is more of the same. So if her body already mobilized to say this is not okay, him walking away is doubly not okay. So she's going to follow after him saying, what are you doing? I mean, how long are we supposed to play this game? I mean, you just can't keep doing this. I mean, you're so irresponsible. You know, she's turning up the heat because her body's dealing with the threat that way. And the more she turns up the heat, the more the message he's getting it wrong. He wants to disengage. The more she feels like he doesn't care, the angrier she gets. So her anger feeds his avoidance feeds her anger. We can see those two protective moves, her pushing, his avoidings. So that's really trying to help a couple see a bigger picture, to see how what they do makes so much sense. I go away to reduce the emotional heat, but I don't see what it's doing to Kathy. Once I start to see the bigger picture, I start seeing my going away is never going to reduce the emotional heat for her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The flip side is she wants to push me to talk because she thinks that's going to create good change. When she understands my emotional world, that's only turning up the heat. That doesn't encourage me to engage. It discourages me to engage. Both of our moves don't work for the other person. So that's where we start to sit in it together like, damn, yeah, we both lose from this, right? We both need to do something differently if we want to get out of that negative feedback loop. So that's where these choices come in, Lori.
Okay, I do feel suddenly that I need to defend Kathy.
Go for it. Women got to stick together, so.
You know, because I know you're beautiful, smoking hot, intelligent, lovely wife. I'm not sure she's chasing after you with a rolling pin.
Well,
quite
I
like
have
that.
Been known to
we
exaggerate
need to,
every
we
once
need
in
to,
a while.
We need to go back to Joe and Jane so that we pour Kathy out of this.
Yes.
Okay, so what can we do differently when we're triggered that gives, you know, that we take advantage of this emotional intelligence that we get to slow it down? Mm-hmm. So
and that's the good news. Yes, it's the same triggers over and over again. It's the same emotions. It's the same meaning. It's the same move. So you get better and better at talking about these things.
Okay, so if I'm Kathy and the door opens and I'm aware of my growing frustration, right? Mm-hmm. He's late again. And I know that my typical protective strategy, which is to push, is going to push him away. And I've seen this scenario a bunch. So I don't want to do that. I want to manage my level of frustration. I want to make an impact, but I want to kind of be low and slow about this so that we can actually have a conversation.
What's the good news about listening to the emotions? It tells you what you need. If the meaning you make is he don't care, then you need to know that I care, that what you experienced was important, that I can see the impact, right? So that's really all you're asking for. Can you see the impact of you being late?
Then I can talk about, you know, because when you walk through the door, I know it's crazy. I know you're working so hard for our family and you're doing everything you can to support us and to, I know you're looking forward to being home and being relaxed with us. I get all that. But when you walk through the door late, I'm telling myself something crazy, but I'm telling myself, I don't matter to you. We don't matter to you.
And this is the complexity of taking something simple and put it into practice, right? Couples are going to need lots of reps of trying to have these conversations. The beauty of tempo is it's given us the material we need to have success in these conversations. Like I know I got to be able to talk about that sense of failure if I'm going to not need going away. If I could talk about that failure place and it didn't make things worse, I probably wouldn't need to go away. You wouldn't get so angry if you could talk about that feeling of not mattering in a way that you had success.
How was right? that right there? Did I do okay with you when I was talking about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's asking a lot of you to kind of hold all of that and try to frame it the right way. But you're giving yourself a better chance for success. You know, mm-hmm. If I come into that door, I know your trigger. I mean, I got to learn how to come into that door and speak to you about what likely probably got hit. If I came in and say, hey, babe, I know when I'm late, I throw things off, you know, and I hate when that happens because you start going to a place that you think I don't care. And, you know, it really had nothing to do with that. I care so much. I can speak to that place coming in. We avoid that whole fight. I don't need to go away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the good news is we have many times to have this conversation. Maybe I don't say anything and then we have dinner and then, you know, then you initiate that conversation. Great. Or maybe I could initiate that conversation. Right. I could say, imagine we went the old way. Hey, you know, when you come in, I know you get frustrated when I'm late and, you know, a simple text could have stopped all of that. So I get that and I'm working on it. But sometimes I just don't get a chance because it's like an emergency call. And when I get hit with, you know, you're late again, the negativity, like it's a bit discouraging. I don't want to engage because it makes me feel like I just don't even have the energy for just another conversation around this. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't care. It's just like now I'm taking a vulnerable risk. So again, we're not going to have couples listening, being able to figure all this out and fix it. But what tempo is doing, it's gathering the elements to have new conversations.
Okay. I have hope, though, that we're going to be able to help people do this on their own eventually.
Absolutely. If you could just do tempo both, tempo for each other, and then put it together, you're going to start seeing clearly how you're caught up in something that a negative cycle that makes both of you lose. And the more that you can recognize that and start coming up with different protective moves, that changes the whole game.
Thanks for listening.
Keep it hot, y'all.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-4-PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.